Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. People of God, I welcome you tonight to this cast tonight, and I thank God for your lives. For your life, and I thank God for what He's going to do in your life tonight in the name of Jesus. I thank God for what He will do on this radio tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, precious Lord. Thank you, precious Lord. Thank you, precious Lord. Thank you, precious Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I welcome you once again to Friday at Co-Host Radio Talk. Co-Host Talk Radio Station. I pray that the anointing of God will flow mightily tonight in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. First, before we start, I just want to give God all the glory for the privilege to be able to speak to the people of God tonight. And I bless God for your life in Jesus' name. This is Prophet Samuel Oshonaike, the founder of Rock of Faith International Ministries in Lawrenceville, Georgia. Hallelujah. I thank God for your life. And I pray for the move of God tonight in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Tonight, I will be teaching on divine visitation of God. Divine visitation of God. First, I want to encourage you tonight that God is not limited by your geographical location. That is, wherever you may be, God is present right there, is omnipotent, omniscient, and omniscient God is forever present. So wherever you are tonight, I trust the power of God to move through the wave of this radio station and touch your life in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Let us pray before we go into the Word of God. Mighty Father God, we thank you tonight for these, your precious ones that you have gathered for tonight for an invitation. I thank you for their lives, oh God. Father God, I pray that you will touch each and every one of them, Father God. Holy Spirit, have your way tonight. The presence of the living God, have your way tonight. Take control of this radio show, Father God. Speak to the lives of your people and give them testimonies in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So tonight I will be talking about God. Divine visitation. Why do we need God divine visitation? We need God's presence in our lives so that every limitation of Satan can be broken. Why do you need divine presence of God? You need the divine presence of God for your divine healing. You need divine presence of God for divine healing. Why do you need divine visitation? You need God visitation for intervention in every area of your life. You need God present. The Bible says in the presence of God, there is fullness of joy. So when you are in the presence of God, when you have an encounter with God, everything in your life, everything in your family must turn around. Everything must be subjected to the power of God when the presence of God comes upon you. We can see in the life of Moses that even though he was running for his life, even though he left his comfort place, when God showed up in his life, everything changes about him. And I want to encourage you tonight that no matter what your experience is, no matter where you may have find yourself, no matter what you are going through, God is coming your way tonight in the name of Jesus. God is visiting you tonight in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, come unto me, all ye who are labor and with heavy laden. And he said, I will give you rest. When you have rest and joy and peace in the Holy Ghost upon your life, God is doing something new in your life. He said, come unto me, all ye who are laboring with heavy laden. He said, I will give you rest. The rest of God is the joy of God. The rest of God is victory in every areas of your life. The rest of God is deliverance and healing. When God visits you, every chains must be broken. Every yoke of Satan must be utterly destroyed. It is the presence of God that breaks the yoke. It is the presence of God that gives you peace. It is the presence of God that gives you victory. When you don't have God in your life, you are a prey to Satan. When you don't have God in your life, you become a prey to manipulation of Satan. And I pray that yoke upon your life tonight is broken in the name of Jesus, in the precious name of Jesus. To really experience divine presence or divine visitation of God, you must totally surrender yourself under the authority of God. You must picture yourself in a place of desperation where God is all what you need. You cannot experience the power of God or the move of God in your life until you surrender yourself to God, until you surrender yourself under the authority of God. God will not be able to do anything if you are still in a posture of thinking that you can figure out everything on your own. But when you surrender yourself to God, when you are a place of self-inconsequential, that you are nothing without God, that's when God will be able to come and lift you up from that place of bondage, from that sick, from that hospital in your sick bed, that's when God will come and visit you, because we are serving a faithful God, the one that has power and authority to deliver. And I pray that God is coming to deliver you tonight in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the precious name of Jesus. That thing that that has held you captive, that has held you bound, you are released tonight in the name of Jesus. You are released tonight in the precious name of Jesus. The Bible says, for whom God has set free is set free indeed. God is setting you free tonight in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. To really experience the visitation of God, it is a place where you want to meet God face to face. You are so determined that you want to see the face of God to move in your life. You must be desperate at that place of desperation to see God. And God himself will show up in your life. We can see in the Bible, in the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 1, verse 1 to 8, we saw that Anna was at a junction. It was at that junction of shame and ridicule. Anna find herself in a place of loneliness, in a place of shame and ridicule. And I will tell you, Anna has been going to the synagogue year over year and year upon years and years upon years. And she did not experience the move of God. She did not experience the move of God. At this time, Anna was barren. She could not conceive. She could not have a child. And Peninnah began to make mockery of her. Peninnah began to make fun of her. Peninnah began to ridicule her. And Anna was at that place of desperation. She was determined that she must have an encounter with God. People of God, I want to tell you, you may say you are a Christian, that you go to church, but are you connected to the source of life? Are you connected? Do you have a personal relationship with God? Because Anna, she has been going to church for years, and she did not see the move of God until she was at that place of desperation. And that's where Christians of today, that's where they are struggling right now. They are praying, they're going to church, but they don't have personal relationship. They are not totally surrendering to God. They still want to do things they want to do. They still want to go to wherever they want to go without totally giving their life to God. So the Bible says Hannah has been going to church, but on this particular day, Anna was determined that she must see, she must encounter the power of God. She must encounter the power of God in her life. She was determined that she must see changes in her life. Anna, the Bible says, Anna prayed with tears. Anna prayed a dangerous prayer to God for God to cancel every satanic embargo in her life. In that book of 1 Samuel chapter 1, 9-16, Anna prayed fervently to God to change her life, for God to visit her, for God to answer her prayer. Even the Bible says, the prophet Eli thought she was drunk. That's how desperate Anna was. He thought Anna was drunk, and he said to Anna, "When will you take this wine away from your mouth?" And Anna said, I haven't drank, my Lord. I am pouring out my heart desire to God." Until you get to that place of just giving all to God and being desperate to God, you cannot see the face of God. To really see God move in your life, to really see the power of God vividly in your life, to really see God turning things around in your life, you must be at that posture of total surrender. And this is what Anna did. She gave everything to God. She was determined for God's divine visitation. And when we read that book of 1 Samuel from verse 1 to the end, and then chapter 2, when you start from chapter 2, you will see that the following year, God visited Anna. And Anna conceived that same year, and she brought her son, who was Samuel, to present to God. So to really experience the hands of God, we must be at that place of total surrender. And when you find yourself in that position, God will begin to move. It will begin to rearrange things in your life. And I pray that God will visit you tonight in the name of Jesus. God will visit you tonight in the precious name of Jesus. It doesn't matter what people have said to you. It doesn't matter how much they have mocked you. God turning your life around tonight in the name of Jesus. The same God that visited Anna, he will visit you tonight in the name of Jesus. Restoration is coming your way. Healing is coming your way. Peace is coming your way in the name of Jesus, in the precious name of Jesus. And we can see also in the book of Genesis chapter 32, when you read from verse 24 to 26, we saw Jacob, despite everything that Jacob did to his brother, Jacob came to his senses when he left his uncle's house, and he was afraid for his life. And the Bible says he sent his wife and his children ahead of him, because he was determined to see God moved in his life. Jacob also was at the place of hopelessness, a place of desperation, and he was desperate to have an encounter with God. And in the book of Genesis chapter 32, the Bible says, Jacob wrestled with the angel of God. He wrestled with the angel of God because he was determined determined. He was desperate to see the face of God. He was desperate for his victory. He was desperate for God's visitation. And the Bible says that Jacob fought with the angel of the Lord. He fought from night to daybreak with the angel of God. Do you fight with God? Where do you fight with God? You fight with God at the altar of prayer. At the altar of prayer, that's where we pour our hearts to God. At the altar of prayer, that's where we see God for change. At the altar of prayer, that's where we see God for divine visitation. Jacob, before he left his uncle, the Bible says he was blessed mightily with cattle and goods and children. But he knew that God has a better thing for him. He understood that God can turn his life around. He understood that he hasn't accomplished the purpose of God fully for his life. Jacob would not let the angel of God will not let him go until he blessed him. When you are desperate for a change, you must be willing to give what it takes. Some of us, we just want God, we just want to pray briefly and expect God to move instantly. Yes, God can move instantly, but you want to have that. If you want to have a true divine encounter, you must remain in the presence of God for a while. In your prayer, in your fasting, in your place of quietness, seeking the face of God. And this is what Jacob did. He was alone. He was alone in secret place. There are places that God wants to take you that you don't need any other people around you. When God wants to take you far, you don't need people around you. You want to be alone with God. We can see that Moses was alone with God when God showed up in his life. And Jacob was alone with God when he was determined to see changes in his life. And the Bible says, the angel of the Lord told him, let me go. He said, I will not let you go until you bless me. I will not let you go until you bless me. This is the place you should be. The Lord, tonight, I will not let you go until you bless me. I will not let you go until you change my situation. The Bible says he is the author and the finisher of our faith. And it says that he has not given the children of Jacob to seek him in vain. So when you are in the presence of God, you must be determined. You must be totally surrendered that God, I need you in my life. I need you to change my life. I need you to change the lives of my children. I need you to change the life of my husband. I need you to heal me. You must be that desperate spending time with God. And the Bible said Jacob fought with the angel of the Lord. And when you read it further, in the book of that Genesis, when you read that 32 from 27 to 29, then the angel of the Lord asked Jacob, "What is your name?" And Jacob replied, said, "My name is Jacob." And the angel of God told him, "Your name is no longer Jacob. Your name is Israel. Your name is no longer Jacob. Now your name is Israel." And God changed the name of Jacob to a name of nation. When God visits you, God will take you from a place of nowhere to a place of authority. When God visits you, he changes your story around. He puts you on a higher ground where people will see and say, "This can only be God." Is there anything that you are trusting God for? Is there anything that you desire for God to do in your life? Is there anything? Is there anything that you want God to do in your life? The Bible says, "Is there anything too good or too big for God to do?" It says, "No." It says, "Ask anything in my name and I will do it." Jacob was determined and he made that demand at the altar of prayer. And God changed his name from Jacob to a name of a nation. God is changing you, is changing your situation tonight in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And we can also see how God visited Jabez. How God visited Jabez. In the book of 2 Chronicles 4, verse 9 to 10, 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 9 to 10, we see how Jabez, we saw how he prayed fervently to God. The Bible says he was born out of sorrow. He was born out of pain. And his mother named him Jabez. I don't know what name they have called you. I don't know what name they may have given to you. But God is changing that name tonight in the name of Jesus. I don't know how people may have looked down at you, but God is changing your story tonight in the precious name of Jesus. God is changing the story of your family, the story of your life tonight in the name of Jesus. So Jabez cried loud to God that, "God, if you will take this pain away from me and enlarge my coasts." And as soon as Jabez prayed, God sanctioned his prayer. God answered his prayer. Jabez was determined to experience God's divine visitation, and he prayed. He prayed. So that means God answered prayers. He answered prayer when we go to him wholeheartedly, when we come to him truly seeking him, truly seeking him. God answered prayer. And the Bible says, after Jabez prayed, God answered his prayer. And God will answer your prayer tonight in the name of Jesus. God will answer your prayers tonight in the precious name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we saw how God moved in the life of his people. We see how God do wondrous things in the life of his people when they surrender their life, when they seek him wholeheartedly. Today, everybody wants to ask for material things. They are so desperate to acquire wealth without serving God, without seeking his face. They just want to pray, and that's it. God, give me, give me, give me. Without having a relationship with him, it is your relationship that determines the blessings of God over your life. What determines the move of God in your life, it is your connectivity to him, your determination to seek him, to surrender your life to him. And we can see that Jabez, he cried wholeheartedly to God, and God answered him. I pray that tonight God will do the same thing in your life in the name of Jesus. So let us look at the barriers to God's fulfillment in our lives. What is it that can limit the plans of God? What is it that can be an obstacle in our lives for achieving the purpose of God? One is lack of faith. Lack of faith. The Bible says, for without faith it is impossible to please God. For without faith it is impossible to please God. That means for us to really experience divine visitation of God, we must be grounded in our faith. You must be grounded in your faith. You must be grounded in your faith. In the book of Matthew 13, the book of Matthew 13, verse 53, it says, God could not do many miracles because of their unbelief. God could not do many miracles in Samaria because of their unbelief. So when you lack faith, you cannot see the move of God. It does not matter how much you pray. It does not matter how much you fast. If you don't have faith, faith is the key to God fulfillment. Faith is the master key to God divine provisions for your life. For without faith, it is impossible to please God. Those that come to Him, they must come believing that He is the one that fulfills His purpose in the life of His people. The Bible says, because of their unbelief, Jesus Christ could not do many signs and wonders. So lack of faith limits us from attaining the purpose of God. So one of the barriers to God fulfillment or God divine visitation is lack of faith. And number two, lack of prayer. Lack of prayer limits God manifestation in our lives. The book of 1 Thessalonians, the book of 1 Thessalonians says that pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. That means you must be praying constantly, perpetually. Wherever you are, you must be praying. Sometimes I find myself praying for hours, Even going to my office, I find myself praying for hours, speaking in tongues, seeking the face of God to manifest Himself. So lack of prayer. I saw a sign one day. It said a prayerless ministry is a faithless ministry. Actually, I say a prayerless ministry is a dead ministry, because at the altar of prayer is where God answers prayer. It's where God answers prayer. At the altar of prayer, you must have a place where you seek the face of God in your house. It can be in your closet. It can be a corner in your room. You must have an altar in your house where you can, you by yourself, just seeking God and pouring out your desire to God. We saw Jabez, he prayed his way to victory. Jabez prayed his way to victory. And we saw Anna prayed her way to victory. So we need prayer to seek the face of God. Prayer is the only communication that we have with God. It is through our prayer that we communicate our desire to God. Not because God doesn't know what you are going through, but God also gives us the power to determine what we want. So until you speak it, you cannot receive it. The Bible says, seek, you shall find. Knock, it shall be opened. And without seeking, you cannot find. Without knocking, you cannot find. And thirdly, lack of prayer, and thirdly, lack of knowledge of the word. The Bible says, in the beginning there was word, and the word was with God. And God, it says, was the word. So whatever is it that you do not know, you cannot declare it. What is it that you do not know, you cannot declare it. The book of Joshua, chapter 1, verse 8, says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou may observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosper. So in the word of God is what brings prosperity. And we should know that prosperity is not limited to monetary alone. Prosperity is good health, is financial settlement, good marriages, children, everything that is pertaining to godliness. That's what prosperity. So he said, this book of the law shall not depart from thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate day and night, that thou might observe according to what is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosper. So to make our way prosperous is in our hands, is the application of the word of God. Seeking God, studying his word, and praying. In the book of Jeremiah, it says, behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too difficult for God? There is nothing. God, our God, is the God of possibilities. He's the one that creates great things out of nothing. It is not too late. You must give your life to God. You must surrender your life to God. What gives you access to the blessings of God? To first give your life to Christ. So if you haven't given your life to Christ, to really experience the manifestation of God, you must surrender to him. So if you are willing tonight, you can pray this prayer to me. Tomorrow is not promised. It may be too late, but give your life to God tonight so you can experience his power. So Lord Jesus Christ, I surrender my life to you tonight. Forgive me of my sins. Cleanse me with your blood. I surrender to you, and I will serve you. I thank you for forgiving my sins in Jesus' name. If you pray that prayer with me, you are welcome God's kingdom in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. If you are feeling any pain for 1 minute that we have, let me pray with you right now for God's healing. Father, I pray for anyone under the sound of my voice. I pray for your healing in their body. I pray for divine visitation, financial settlement in the name of Jesus. Touch their lives, turn their children around, Father God. Bless them. And most of all, give them the power to know you, the power to seek you in the name of Jesus. Father God, fill them with the power of the Holy Ghost. Touch them, Father God. Healing, I command over their lives right now. Healing. Healing from the tops of their head to the sole of their feet. Heal them right now in the name of Jesus.